Thank you, Chair. Actually, because I had my, as Brazil said, I had my flag raised because I wanted to point out paragraph 35 in particular, because the idea is, I think what we're having a difficulty is, from my understanding and interpretation of our colleague from Haiti, is that what he's saying is that he's disputing that that paragraph, what it's saying, is not, has changed in the last 20 years since the DDPA, that we have faced, that the, whatever was happening 20 years ago has changed now. It's a present, for the present usage of saying "are," not necessarily that what is there is wrong. But paragraph 35 says exactly what that paragraph is saying. We can decide to, instead of saying "are," to say that they face. It's exactly the same. In addition to that, Chair, I had noted that last week, and unfortunately our colleague from Haiti was not in the room, we had a lot of presentation. He can, in fact, I think the thing that we can use the most would be the most recent report of the EU, which shows in percentage terms what people of, what Africans and people of African descent continue to face to this day when it comes to issues of racism, whether it's on education, whether it's on income, all sorts of inequalities and discrimination. There are statistics that are there that are proving this. We can, for the sake of a compromise, come up with language and take it paragraph 35 as is. But what I want us to do is not to have an argument of the part where we're sort of saying we're disagreeing with the facts. This is what we spent the whole of last week getting from different experts, and they are there already. So to have a conversation about whether this is not or is something that is difficult for me. If the problem is the word "are," you take paragraph 35, it's exactly the same assertion that the current paragraph 7 is. What we'd be doing is to just to take agreed language from the DDP and putting it there. But in terms of what it changes in, of the messaging from what was initially the plan for paragraph 7, it does nothing to change it. So if the problem was that, which is what I think Haiti was saying, that he has a problem understanding why we're saying that they always are, which is not what the paragraph is saying in actual fact. But it does recognize that the situation as was 20 years ago still remains. We could have, we can use the word remains, we can take paragraph 35 as is, but we should not have a conversation about whether this is presently happening or not, because this is not a past tense, and we would be very wrong on the year before we celebrate the 20th anniversary of the DDPA to have that type of a conversation in this. That's all I'm really, really concerned about. I think if on formulation and finding compromise language, it's okay. As long as that compromise is not on the basis that we're now questioning whether or not people of Africans and Africans and people of African descent are facing racism as we speak now. That is just something that would be difficult, I think, for my delegation to understand how we would suddenly think that things have changed, even on the basis that we had so many experts last week telling us the exact opposite.